Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, in a 2022 NCAA Week 2 game preview between the Mississippi State Bulldogs and the Arizona Wildcats. So, if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. You can check us out each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. If you enjoy clips, you can check us out on Instagram as well, at 100th Football, and our podcast, which you can listen to every single day, over 1,000 episodes of tremendous football content. We have you covered for game previews, team previews we did before the season started, amazing draft specials, legend interviews, and so much more. Please go over there and check us out. Be sure to leave a review as well. We surely appreciate it. Let's talk about these two teams here. Who's going to get the first loss on the season? Arizona and Mississippi State. Let's talk about these Wildcats first. Last week, they went up against San Diego State, the Aztecs, and they came away with a 38-20 win. Quarterback Jaden Delora had a pretty good day all around, 22 of 35, 299 yards, 8.5 average, 4 touchdowns, and only 1 interception, so a pretty good day at the office for that young man. As for the rushing game, pretty good as well. DJ Williams, 14 carries for 88 yards. Jonah Coleman, 13 carries for 40 yards. Williams got a touchdown on the day. Overall, the team ran for 39 times for 162 yards, looking pretty good there for a 4.2 average. The receiving corps got it done also. Jake McCowing, Dorian Singer, Tatoria McMillan, Michael Wiley, Tanner McLaughlin, and DJ Williams all contributed to get some catches in. Cowing and Singer led the way in terms of catches. Cowing had 8, Singer had 6. Cowing, tremendous day for him. 3 scores, 152 yards, and a 19 average on the dot. Looking really good for him. Watch out for him this week. As for the defense, not too bad. Only gave up 20 points. Pitched a shutout in the first and the fourth quarter. So, Jared Roberts led the way with 12 tackles, leading the team. Right behind him was Jalen Harris with 8. And also, Harris got a sack for him and a tackle for loss. They had 1 sack as a team thanks to Harris, 4 tackles for loss. That's the Harris, Christian Young, Jackson Turner, and Hunter Eccles leading the way with that. 1 pass defended and 1 interception by Jackson Turner also. So Arizona State, really good looking on the day. We'll see what they can do against these Bulldogs. Let's talk about Mississippi State. Big win last week, 49-23 over the Memphis Tigers. Scored in every single quarter. And my goodness, we know this Mississippi State team's going to throw the ball. And they are off to a flying hot start, man. Will Rogers, 38 of 49 passing. Have yourself a day. For 450 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 1 interception on the day. A 9.2 average is very solid. The running game, we all know with Mississippi State, the running game is not going to be too potent. They're not going to give the ball to them too much. But still, a very good day. Close to 100 yards on the day, 97 in total on 34 carries. Dylan Johnson had 14 carries. Jaquavius Marks had 12. Johnson ran for 67. Marks ran for 36. Marks also had 2 touchdowns on the day. So good looking for him. And the receiving corps, my goodness, they had a field day. I believe 12 players caught a pass for this Mississippi State Bulldogs team, and they were loving it. Ra-Ra Thomas, 5 catches for 81 yards and a touchdown. Caleb Ducking, 3 catches for 73 yards and a touchdown. Rufus Harvey, 5 catches for 61 and a touchdown. Jaden Wally, 3 catches for 30 and a touchdown. And also, to round things out, Justin Robinson, his 1 catch on the day, got for 23 yards, It was for six. He got a touchdown also. So, and after the defense, let's talk about them real quick, because they put on a pretty good performance as well. Shutouts in the first quarter, only 3 points in the second. Gave up seven in the third and 13 points in the fourth. So it increased with each quarter, but they got it done nonetheless. As for the defense, Chet Johnson had himself a tremendous day. 13 total tackles. Also got a tackle, half tackle for loss, credit for that, and a quarterback hurry. Only one sack on the day, though, for this team, and that was thanks to Nathan Pickering. And as for tackles for losses, they have four in total. No interceptions on the defense, so they're going to need to step that up as well throughout the season. But, hey, as long as they can keep scoring points in bunches like that, I don't think the defense needs to do a whole lot, and I think it's going to continue this upcoming week. I don't think they're going to score quite as many points, but I got them going pretty close. I'm going to go with the final score for this one, the Mississippi State Bulldogs 35 and the Arizona Wildcats 24. So 11-point ball game here. If you like the video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. That's my final prediction, but I want to hear yours in the comment. Who's winning this game and who's going to have a breakout day? Also, this game's going to be played pretty late, everyone, so if you go watch it, take a nap beforehand, right? This is going to be played at 11 o'clock p.m., yes, p.m., Eastern, this upcoming Saturday. So please, if you can stay up to watch it, more power to you. I mean, I'm probably just going to have to record it and watch it in the morning, so I'm not up till 3 a.m., but hey, college football's back. Do what you want to do. We love it here on the show. Like I said, go check out the show Instagram, on Facebook, YouTube, our podcast, anywhere this podcast. And let's go. We thank you all for the continued love and support. I've been your host today, Logan Lairs. Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy some college football, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you soon. Let's find out what Logan Lairs has to say about the next game preview. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Lairs. Today, I'm doing a 2022 Week 2 NCAA game preview between the Georgia State Panthers and the North Carolina Tar Heels. So, if you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week, Facebook and YouTube. Clips are shown on Instagram at 100th Football. And, of course, our podcast, which you can listen to each and every single day, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network, wherever it is. You enjoy listening to your podcast all the time, anywhere, tons of episodes, over 1,000 and counting. Go over there and check us out. Let's get into this game here, the Tar Heels versus the Panthers. Well, both these teams are finally underway. Georgia State played last week against South Carolina, while North Carolina is on their third game now. They've played a good season so far, 2-0 on the young year. Let's talk about these Panthers first with Georgia State and what they did last week, how they can improve, and if they can get the upset win this upcoming week. So, last week they faced the South Carolina Gamecocks in kind of a close game, 35-14. I say it's a close game because the big key in that one was the special teams play. It really hampered Georgia State. They gave up two touchdowns, because of blocked punts. That is a big factor. You've got to work around that. I mean, if you get around that, it is a lot closer game, and they could potentially even pull off the upset in that one. But looking at the stats real quick, who did what? Quarterback Darren Granger, a bit of a rough game, 7-29, barely over 100 yards passing, under 4 yards a throw, one touchdown, one INT. So not the greatest game for him. He's going to have to step it up. The running game was the big factor, though. Jameis Williams, 13 carries for 76 yards. Marcus Carroll, 5 carries, 57. Darren Granger got done with his feet a little bit better, 11 carries for 43 and a touchdown. And also Tucker Gregg got in there for 11 carries with 24 yards on the day. They got 40 carries for 200 yards on the dot. So they got to keep pounding the rock if they want to be successful. Now, I say the passing game wasn't too spectacular. Leading the way was Jamari Thrash, 4 catches for 70 yards. Robert Lewis got a catch for a touchdown, and Jameis Williams got 2 passes as well. So I think they need to work a little bit more. Only 3 receivers caught the ball the whole game, so they got to start getting more guys involved, and Granger's got to start completing a few more passes. The defense, like I said, they gave up 35 points, so not the greatest outing. They did get 3 sacks on the day, though, so you do like to see that. Quavion White got one, Shamar McCollum, and Javon Dennis all contributed to help out, as well as Blake Carroll. And these two guys leading the way in terms of tackles, Antavius Lane and Jordan Vinzale with 8 a pop. So like I said, work on interceptions. I mean, speaking of interceptions, they were doing that on defense to help out with Quavion White. He had two on the day, returned them for 5 yards in total. But keep, you got to play good defense. You have to step up your special teams if you want to even sniff a win in this game. So work on the special teams, get Granger a little bit more involved, and most importantly, keep pounding the rock if they want to get back to 500 in the early season. Now let's go over to North Carolina, talk about what they did last week. And boy, oh boy, what a game. What a game these Tar Heels had, right? They won week one against Florida A&M pretty convincingly, 56-24. But my goodness, last week, September the 3rd, Saturday, when they played against Appalachian State, it seemed like a basketball score, honestly. 63-61? Good Lord, I get it's week one. Week one for a lot of teams, still early in the year. But if you look at this game, they gave up 40 points in the fourth quarter. For some teams, that takes a few games to get that many. They gave up 40 points in the fourth quarter. That is, oh, I'm sure the defensive coordinator didn't sleep for, he still probably hadn't slept. But let's talk about the positives. What North Carolina did, they did end up winning, but it wasn't without a few heart attacks, a lot of people just sweating over this one. North Carolina got the win. Drake made a pretty good day overall, right? He was the catalyst. He put up a lot of work. I am not blaming him at all for this close game. 24-35 completions, 352 yards, a 10.1 average, 4 touchdowns on the day for him with 0 interceptions. You love to see that. Keep feeding him that ball and let him sling it around the field. The rushing game, pretty solid as well. 36 carries in total for 215 yards. Leading the way was Caleb Hood, 6 carries for 87. And Drake May right behind him doing it all, 12 carries for 76 and a touchdown. George Pettaway got a score, and so did Omarion Hampton. As for the receiving core, they got some love all around. Kobe Paceauer, 8 catches for 92 yards a score. J.J. Jones got a touchdown. Bryson Nesbitt got a touchdown. And D.J. Jones as well. Jones had 43. Nesbitt had 47. J.J. Jones had 69, and Paceauer had 92. As for the defense, leading the way with Cedric Gray, 13 tackles in total for the day for him. Great work there. They had 2 tackles for loss and only 1 sack, so they got to step it up there in that department if they want to get a good win. 2 passes defended as well, and also Cedric Gray, the MVP on defense, I guess you could say, I guess, right? He had an interception on the day, but just, because the crazy part is, going into halftime, North Carolina was up 28-21, so it was still a close game. They shut them out in the third quarter, which is wild, right? But then the fourth, that's when just all hell broke loose. They gave up 40 points. So, final prediction for this one. I'm still going to go with North Carolina getting the win in this one. But, man, Georgia State, I think they're going to have a better shot than I think a lot of people are giving them, right? You got to have Granger have a better game. And as for North Carolina, just keep having Drake May do what he does. And I think, he's done really good this year. And I think that he can continue his success as long as they keep feeding him the ball and he keeps throwing it around the field. So for a final score in this one, I'm going to go with North Carolina 42, Georgia State 24. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. If you enjoyed the video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We'd love to hear your comments. Who you think is going to win this game on Facebook or YouTube. Also, go check out the podcast, anywhere with the podcast, Spotify podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Enjoy the game this upcoming weekend. College football is back. We thank you for all the love and support you've been giving us. Until next time, we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.